creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
You know, and I know we're, it's a numbers game, you know, in blogging and online, it's all about the numbers. But when it comes to making a difference, I love the thought of the one. If we can all impact the one person, which doesn't sound like much, but if everyone did that, our world would look completely different.
That was the voice of Daniel Flynn, founder of an amazing organization by the name of Thank You, who we're so lucky to have as a guest on our episode today. Welcome to episode 165 of the Pro Blogger podcast. My name's Darren Rouse, and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, and job board, as well as a series of ebooks, and I keep forgetting to say, a real book that you can find on Amazon called Pro Blogger. They're all designed to help you to grow as a blogger, to grow your audience, to build engagement with that audience, and to make money from your blogs. You can find all the information you need about ProBlogger over at ProBlogger.com. Particularly look for the Start Here page if you're new to ProBlogger. In today's episode, we do hear from Daniel Flynn, the co-founder and managing director of Thank You, a social enterprise that sells consumer products. They started out selling water, but have moved on to many other products like hand sanitizer, and even recently have launched a whole baby line of nappies and other baby products. They sell it here in Australia and soon to be in New Zealand, and I suspect you might see them overseas internationally over the years too. They give 100% of their profits to end extreme poverty, and whilst they started out small as just a three young people in their early 20s, they have really found a foothold here in Australia and are in all major supermarkets. Daniel closed day one of our event a couple of months ago, the Pro Blogger event, with the most remarkable of keynotes. The title of his talk was Turning Stumbling Blocks into Stepping Stones, and he spoke about the story of Thank You. You know, took us right back 8 years ago when they started out, when he and his co-founders were in their early 20s, and they stepped up and started Thank You. His session really was remarkable. It was the most highly rated session of our event this year. In fact, it was right up there with the best sessions we've ever had over the 7 years of the Pro Blogger event in terms of ratings. In today's interview, Daniel shares a few of the highlights from the event, but also gives us some advice on getting out of our comfort zones, the importance of being a learner, celebrating the wins before moving on to the next thing, which is something I'm guilty of, and he gives a powerful tip for those struggling to have enough time in whatever it is that you're doing, whether you're starting a startup like he has been for the last 8 years, or whether you're a blogger or a podcast or something else, and he also gives a tip on confronting fear. The other voice you will hear in this interview, as you have heard in a few previous interviews, is Carly Nemo, who helped me by interviewing some of our speakers at the event this year. Carly is another of our speakers and is from Radcasters.com, a podcasting school. There's a lot of goodness in this particular interview. It only goes for about 14 minutes, but they do pack a lot into it. So I do encourage you to stick through to the end, and I will chime in at the end with a few thoughts on what they covered. There's a few things that he said that I was furiously taking notes on and want to apply in my own business and life. So I hope you will enjoy this interview. If you do want to find out a little bit more about Thank You, you can find them at thankyou.co. I'll talk to that again at the end, and you can also find links to their site on the show notes at problogger.com/podcast/165. I'm going to hand over to Carly and Daniel.
Hey, Carly Nemo here from Radcasters.com. Launch, leverage, love your podcast. This year I made the switch from attendee to speaker at ProBlogger, and I was super honoured when Darren contacted me to ask if I'd be willing to sit down with some of the keynotes and have a chat. I mean, amazing! So that's what I did. Pulled all my gear together, set it up in the green room, and sat down with some of the most incredible people I've ever met to have conversations about ProBlogger, what makes them tick, and what they contribute their level of success to. I'm sure you're going to get heaps out of this. Enjoy.
My name is Daniel Flynn, one of the co-founders and managing director at Thank You. And we're a social enterprise that sells consumer products and gives 100% of the profit to helping end extreme poverty.
Cool. You were totally a highlight, by the way. Went to your session.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a bit about what it was on?
So I got to share our journey, of thank you, really. And the theme of the talk was around turning stumbling blocks into stepping stones. And I think, you know, our journey, like maybe many people listening here, it wasn't smooth sailing. I mean, we had so many moments where we wanted to give up. And these stumbling blocks for us were big enough to give up, but we pushed through. We learned from them each time. And now we have a pretty interesting story that, you know, is succeeding in some of the, you know, biggest supermarkets in Australia and products that are outselling global competitors. And we hear a lot of nice things said about the organization, which is amazing. But that's after 8 years. And the journey of persistence, of getting up and going again, that's what I shared about. And also just really putting the thought out there that we can all make an impact bigger than just us. And I think it's a numbers game, you know, in blogging and online, it's all about the numbers. But when it comes to making a difference, I love the thought of the one. If we can all impact the one person, which doesn't sound like much, but if everyone did that, our world would look completely different. We can never just look at big problems and be paralyzed. We've got to take a step out. So
yeah, totally.
Share some stuff like that.
So my next question was really, what would be one thing that you'd want them to take away? And I guess that would be one person can make a difference.
Yeah, look, one person can make a difference, is the theme really of our organization and our brand. And it's a real takeaway. I think the other thing, you know, to put kind of essentially that growth mindset on, we talk about getting out of your comfort zone and staying out of your comfort zone. And really that's our journey. Even today, we do launches that get great PR and great marketing, great cut through, but they are so uncomfortable. They really stretch us. But if you're going to make your idea and dream a reality, you've got to get comfortable with that very uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah, for sure. You know, for me, what I took away was that idea of disruption. You know, you're like, how can we do this differently? How can we cut through? And that was so powerful to hear. And also, I just think like that story of failure, everyone on the stage, myself included, have had that, you know, that slogging that through, but moving forward regardless, and then not allowing kind of failure to define your future and make that up yourself.
Yeah. And I think it is the story of every great, you know, organization, dream, person. Some people get a quicker trajectory, you know, a quicker initial launch. And, you know, I definitely sat back, you know, a few years into our journey going, how come they got to just year one, a million this or that? I'm like, how, what? But everyone has a different journey, a different story, and we've got to embrace the uniqueness.
What has been a highlight of you from the conference so far?
Look, and thank you. We talk about learning. It's one of our values, which sounds like a bit of a boring value for such a disruptive organization. But learning is what we had to do at the beginning because we didn't know what we were doing. But it's what we have to do now still because we still don't really know. Like, we know more than we knew, but every single day is an opportunity to learn. So I think for me, I was in Nathan Chan's session yesterday and I was literally just like, my mind's going to explode with all the things we need to do to improve. And he's just sharing all their journey at Founder and essentially all their keys to success. I'm messaging our marketing manager. Do we have this? Are we using this? Are we using that? And she said yes to a lot of stuff, but there was still things that we learned. And I think conferences, podcasts, blogs, it's about continuing to develop. Because if you don't grow, you will not be able to grow your idea, you know, kind of further than you grow.
Yeah. And I think it comes down to sessions here or the conference as a whole just reminds you of the possibility and opportunity.
It does. Yeah, it does. I think when you see someone else's story, you bump into someone else, they could be a speaker, they may not be, but, you know, I've heard some great stories off the stage that you go, ha, that is awesome. And it motivates you, inspires you, or it challenges you. I mean, I got to think different.
Yeah, cool. Love that. Have you had any major aha moments while you've been here?
You know, when I got up on that stage, I thought to myself a few things. One, this is a big room of people. And, you know, I'm new to blogging. I mean, we're not interviewing a blogger here. I don't ask too many questions about it, but we have an organization that's partnered with bloggers, partnered with influencers. And I say influencer, and I mean like you could have, 10 people following you. That's influence. You could have 100,000, that's influence. But to stand on that stage and just see how many different influencers are in different circles, I'm like, this is amazing. And it's so cool as a community. And for me, it's like, thank you could go so much further if this community backs it. And for me, I was like, wow, our world is big, even here in Australia. And it's just so cool to see the diversity.
One tip for someone who's just starting out on their journey, whether that be a blog, a podcast, or a startup venture?
Well, so many tips. I'm just going to give this one. So the tip to get started is get started. Get out, get off the, just do it. It is the hardest part. There's so much build up to that moment of actually starting. So I met a girl yesterday. She was like, oh yeah, I've got blog posts. But she hasn't published them yet. And I get it. It's a scary moment, that very first post, the very first pitch. It's so scary. But if you don't hit that hard, you're delaying your learning process. You're delaying everything you need. Our first pitch, I was so nervous about it 8 years ago. But really, it wasn't that pitch that made or broke. Thank you. It's all everything that came from that. So if you get started now, like as in the moment you stop listening to this, get out, start the new idea or the new part of your venture. That's one of the greatest keys.
Totally. So what do you wish you knew in the beginning?
Yeah, I think a lot of our failures now have really defined us and we've really learned from them. So if we said, oh, I wish we knew some stuff so that we didn't have to fail so many times, I actually don't think we'd have the strength we have now. In fact, our book that just launched, Chapter One, the only reason it's even a book or there's content is because we just failed so many times. And so now there's a great story to spread. So I wouldn't want to undo that. I got really challenged by a mentor once. We caught up. It was the first catch up. He was the chairman of some huge investment bank. And he's like, his opening question, do you celebrate the wins? And I was like, yeah. Cool. What was the win? What day did you celebrate and how did you celebrate it?
Yeah, that's a big A. Because usually you're like, woo, and then move on to the next thing.
He called me on it and I looked at him blankly. I had nothing. And essentially I was like, wow. And I was the guy, and sometimes I still am. And I've got to get this out of me. But when we think of like wanting to grow in vision, it's like, oh yeah, it's cool. We're in our case, we've got a product in this one retailer, but now we need to outsell competitors. And then we did, but yeah, we need another retailer and another retailer. And you're always moving forward. But if you don't stop and celebrate the wins, you will not enjoy the journey. But more importantly, the people around you won't either. And for the sake of our team, we had to stop, celebrate the wins. We've got a celebration on Monday morning, 2 days' time, 3 days' time, celebrating the big win we've had with our Chapter One launch and our baby range. And we've got, 50 staff stopping. We're all going out for brekkie. We're going to hang out and celebrate. You have to do it.
Totally. And actually, that just reminded me while you were speaking about that, you've got a young child and I have a toddler, and we celebrate those moments in our lives, don't
we? So true. Yeah.
And we really sit in it. But then when it's our own stuff, we just move on so quickly.
Yeah, and I think we move on because in our minds, so people around us will celebrate, oh, great effort, great post, or that great engagement, that went viral. And you're like, yeah, but you don't know how much more work there is. You don't know how far I've got to go. And sometimes just because we know that, it robs us of the moment. We've got to stop, celebrate it, and then go again.
Love it. What do you think has contributed to your success so far?
Other people. I think other people have contributed to our success so far. I think from mentors, as I mentioned, people who have decades of experience willing to drop one line, either in person over coffee or through a book. Some of my greatest lessons learned, I've never met the people, but I feel like I know them because I read their story or their, and that has contributed to me, which has contributed to the vision. But then the thank you story is, it's a collective of people from now hundreds of thousands, really even millions of consumers, to creative designers, to videographers, to helicopter pilots that once backed our campaign flying helicopters for free with huge signs. And like, I look at the collective of other people And that's what's made this successful. And sometimes I, you know, it feels really lonely, especially early days. It's like, no one gets it. No one gets me. No one understands how hard this is. But actually, if you can move past that, I mean, for us, we realize this is huge. There are so many people involved, and that's what's built to our success. So you've got to tap into it. Focus on that.
Cool. What did you really suck at in the beginning?
In the beginning, I really sucked at detail. And this is on a personal level, and I still do. I mean, I'm trying so hard. I lost my room key last night. I couldn't find my wallet. I left my lanyard. Detail is for me a bit of an Achilles heel. And in the organization size we have now, that's pretty dangerous. So I've got a phenomenal team around me who are great with detail. And that's backing kind of my weakness. I think in the early days as an organization though, we kind of, we didn't know what we didn't know. And so in one sense, we said things in meetings that we shouldn't have. So we kind of sucked at knowledge. But then at the same time, I loved it.
It serves you.
I loved it. Because it's like what was our weakness became our strength. We asked for things we shouldn't have. We pitched things we shouldn't have, and we got them. And we try and replicate that now, years later, now that we're growing up and we're getting all more professional and stuff. We're trying to keep that professional.
But the naivety.
Yeah, the naivety. Yeah,
and lastly, there's like two main things that we kind of see. Well, anyone who's trying to move forward, whether it's a blog or a podcast or doing a Facebook Live, and that is like the time factor. You know, time is an issue. And the other one is fear. So I'd love if you could give us a tip on how to move through both.
Yeah. You know, I think the most powerful word in building ideas and running businesses and organizations and blogs and anything, the most powerful word is no.
Mm.
Now, I know it's, you know, we think it's the opposite. It's yes. Yes, 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 I'll do it. Yes, opportunity. Yes, yes, yes. Actually, though, if we become yes people, and I was one big time, and now I say no a lot, and it kills me because I'm like, but I want to say yes to that person or that opportunity. But if you do, you rob yourself of the time it takes to deliver what you need to deliver.
Yeah.
So you might be pleasing a whole bunch of other people and other groups, but you're not actually delivering what you know you need to deliver. So the power of saying no to something else to protect your time is so crucial. So that's time. When it comes to fear, this is really personal. And, you know, I bumped into a girl here yesterday who's on a panel literally in about 15 minutes. And she's on a panel with our brand director, Justine, and my wife. She goes, oh, I'm on a panel with your wife, and I'm so nervous. I said, I know what you mean. And she's a bit surprised. I'm like, no. The fear thing, it can get all of us. And in the early days, I said I'd never do public speaking. And I shared this in the room yesterday. And that for me was in year 10, 11, I've developed this really strong lisp. And I was so self-conscious of my words. And I did speech pathology, and that eventually kind of helped. But I didn't want to get up in front of more than three people. Like, what if I messed up my words? And I think now I get invited as... Sometimes they introduce me as a professional speaker, and I'm just thinking, lol, in my head, like, this is ridiculous. I'm up now speaking to a few hundred or 10 or a few thousand people. And I've had to overcome this fear. But we all must. And I think, how do we overcome fear? We've got to surround ourselves with great people who believe in us. You know, there are moments before a talk, and I've looked at Justine, you know, who's our co-founder, one of our co-founders, but also my wife, or I've looked at Jared, and I'm like, man, I'm scared. And they go, you've got this. And yeah, I should know I've got this, but that encouragement to kind of push that fear aside is really powerful. So protect your time, say no, get great people around you, because fear does come after all of us, but we have to push through to achieve anything remarkable.
Cool. Thank you.
No worries.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
I just loved that interview with Daniel and Carly, and loved the session that Daniel did at the event. You can actually get access to that session by purchasing the virtual ticket for our event, which gives you access to that session and all the others that we did over the 2 days. You can find more information on how to grab that at problogger.com/virtual ticket. Now, there are a few things in that particular episode that I felt compelled to write down and really ponder. One of them particularly was the idea of celebrating the wins. For me, that was something that I found really, it was something that really hit home for me, because I'm someone who does celebrate the win in the moment, but always am looking on to the next thing, because I do have fairly long-term plans. And I think I need to perhaps just pause and celebrate a little bit more, particularly with my team. And it's something that I am going to take away from that particular one. I also love the idea of making a difference to one person. And I actually said this at a conference a few years ago. If your blog just has one reader, that might be enough, because that one reader might just be the reader that takes your advice and changes their life because of something that you say. That one reader might be the person who has an amazing network and passes on word to their network of your blog, and could be that one person that you need to tip your blog into having lots of readers. That one reader might be someone who becomes a friend, a partner, business partner, personal partner. That one reader might be enough in many ways. And so many times we do as bloggers struggle with the idea of needing lots of readers, but it may just be that the one reader you have is the right reader for a variety of reasons, and particularly in terms of making the world a better place, as Daniel's is certainly on about. The advice about getting out of your comfort zone, get comfortable with feeling uncomfortable, is so important. And I particularly liked his tip about saying no. And again, that's something that I struggle with. I'm a yes man, and so often really struggle to say no. And it really reminded me of what I was talking about just an episode or two ago about me creating my schedule. And really, I guess in creating a schedule for me to manage my time and thinking about what are my priorities, what do I need to get done, and creating a schedule around those things, in many ways, that was saying no to other things that would crowd those priorities out. And so for me, that's a practical way of saying no. You know, I don't have an opening in my schedule to be able to take on the opportunities that come my way if they don't align with my priorities. And so maybe that is a way, if you do struggle to say no, maybe you could put a schedule together that helps you to say no and to guard those things that do really need to happen. Because if we become yes people, we rob ourselves of the time it takes to deliver what you know you need to deliver. That were the words that I wrote down from Daniel. I hope you enjoy today's episode. If you want to find out more about Daniel, please check them out at thankyou.co. That's .co. If you want to connect with Carly and learn about podcasting, you can check out radcasters.com. If you want to check out the virtual ticket for the ProBlogger event, it's problogger.com/virtual-ticket. And last of all, if you didn't grab any of that, just remember problogger.com/podcast/165, episode 165, and you will be able to find all of those links as well as a full transcript of today's show. Hope you enjoyed today's interview. We'll get back to you in a couple of days' time with another teaching episode here at problogger.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll chat with you soon.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
This episode of the ProBlogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com.